Yes. I do say.
Then I listened one tape of Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and you said Krishna was attracted by Srimati Radharani. He describes the beauty of Srimati Radharani, and then Krishna was greedy to taste Srimati Radharani. At the same time, you said that at last you said then that by Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Krishna won to this Krishna, Radharani, how again he became Radharani? So I can't, for me it's not...
What do you say?
Krishna, he was greedy to this Srimati Radharani, and he describes all the qualities of Srimati Radharani. He said, all my senses, see, Krishna said, all Krishna's senses was greedy to this Srimati Radharani. So what do you mean than test?
No.
To him become Radharani or to test Radharani?
Not test Radharani. Krishna is greedy to test himself. Radharani, only Radharani is testing completely. Equally Radhika Aswade Sokali, isn't it? You understand it? Equally Radhika Aswade Sokali. You understand? Only Radharani tests my mellow, Krishna says, completely. Only she tests. So, how can I test myself? It's quite impossible. You have to test me, test myself. Quite impossible. So, I have to assume the sentiments of Radharani, Radha Bhav. Then I can be able to test. So he became Gaurav, Radha Bhav. And Radha Bhav is predominating in Gauranga, not Krishna's Bhav, is Radha Bhav. Then he thinks himself as Radharani. Then Gauranga nahe moro Radhanga Sportana. Gauranga nahe moro Radhanga Sportana. Brajendra Suto Vina Anya Nakore Sportsana. So, what does it mean? Mahaprabhu himself says this thing. It is not Gaur Anga, it is not body of Gaur. It is Radharani's body. You understand? Radhanga Sportsana. Only Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna will touch this body. Nobody else will touch this body. Radhabhav is predominating.
So when Krishna used to describe the quality of Srimati Radharani, that means he wanted to become Radharani?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes. To become, to have her sentiments. Then sang. Okay. Therefore he became Kaurav. Yes. Shyam Sundar becomes Gaurav Sundar. You understand? He was Shyam Sundar, now he is Gaurav Sundar. Isn't it? There, we Vaishnavas say like that. In some temple, Radha Govinda may be there. You understand? Radha Govinda may be there. If there will be no Gaurav Govinda, we won't go there. You know, what does it mean?
So Govinda is like a ripe mango.
Yes. Yes. Mellow is ripened.
Yellow.
And in Shyam Sundar, mellow is green, unripe. We want ripe thing, very sweet. You understand? Means. Yes.
I have a question. On Goloka Vrindavan, simultaneously, Gaura Leela is taking place and Krishna Leela.
Yes.
On different petals of the lotus.
Yes.
Now, the devotees in our line, the typical succession coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. So there's in two forms?
You see, if you want to get the mercy of Gauranga, you can't get the mercy of Krishna. So get the mercy of Gauranga first. Then you can go to Krishna, have Krishna. You understand? Huh?
So, a jiva soul, associate of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, he has two different forms, one relationship with Krishna, one relationship, same time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two different places at one time.
Yeah. Because the same Krishna came as Gauranga, that means came as sadhu and guru. Gauranga means sadhu and guru. You understand? So through sadhu and guru you will approach Krishna. Otherwise no direct approach. You understand?
So many
Kali Yuga sadhu guru paiva kathina janiya sadhu guru rupe Krishna asila nodiya. Isn't it? Huh? Sadhu guru rupe Krishna asila nodiya. So how is sadhu, how is guru? Krishna himself came as sadhu and guru. That is Gauranga. It is very difficult in Kali Yuga to get real sadhu or guru. Therefore Krishna himself came as sadhu and guru. To teach the people of Kali Yuga how is sadhu and how is guru.
Well, what I'm trying to ask is like Ramananda Roy is a gopi in Krishna Leela. At the same time, he's eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
So simultaneously, jiva soul is in two forms. So is this applicable to all devotees and followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes. They are expanding themselves. Expanding. You understand?
I don't want Guru Maharaj, a spiritual master, Gaurav spiritual master who Gaurav Priya Jana. He's the personification of Panchatattva. He's representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes as Gauranga.
So. Is it dear to Gauranga? Gaurav Priya Jana means very dear to Gauranga. You understand? If you get the mercy of such a Vaishnava, is very dear to Gauranga, Gaurav Priya Jana, thereby you get the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then you get the mercy of Krishna. You understand?
Yes. No,
and one class Guru Maharaj gave in contact from France, there are two states. Conditioned state and liberated state. So both are Krishna's energy. So what mean the individual soul, jiva? What can jiva do? Is jiva doing something? What can you do? Because both energy, material and spiritual, Krishna is the source of everything. So what's the business for jiva?
Who is jiva? Conditioned or liberated?
Because it is said that jiva does nothing.
Yes.
Neither forsake or
nature.
Yes.
Nature. You understand?
Yes.
In conditional state, nature is doing. Prakruti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa ahankar vimuratma kartang ahiti manyante. Gita says, in prakruti, in material nature, three modes of material nature is acting. You understand? The jiva says, I am doing, you know. Prakruti kriyamanani. That is in conditional state.
Yes.
Liberated state, jiva is under parasakti. superior energy. You understand? And that energy is acting. Here, aparashakti. Material energy is acting in conditional state. And in liberated state, parashakti is acting. Shakti is acting. You understand?
Yes. Can that individual soul in a liberated state, I don't know, because maybe I'm conditioned, but still we have some tendency, I'm doing something. We think that I'm doing something anyway. I can speak, I can think about Krishna, I can do everything. So what that mean? So that's why I can't understand Guru Maharaj.
You can't do by your own self. You understand?
Yes.
Unless Krishna or Guru shower your mouth. জীব বলে আমি করি সেই সত্য নয়, লক্ষ্মীনাথ ঠাকুর সেই জীব বলে আমি করি সেই সত্য নয়, জীব সেজ আই ডু, দ্যাটস নট ট্রু। হ্যাঁ, জীব কি করিতে পারে তুমি না করিলে, লক্ষ্মীনাথ ঠাকুর সেই হোয়াট এ জীব উইল ডু আনলেস ইউ ডু ও লর্ড। আশা মাত্র জীব করে তবই ছাপ হলে ম্যান সাপোজ ইস গড ইস কোজ ইট মিনস আশা মাত্র জীব করে তবই ছাপ হলে
সো ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল সোল ইন আদার ওয়ার্ড ইউ ক্যান সে ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল সোল ইজ অনলি ডিজায়ার অনলি ডিজায়ার
লাইক কৃষ্ণ ইজ ফুলফিল দি ডিজায়ার Krishna is fulfilled in that. He is the sanctioning authority. Anumanta. In Gita, Krishna says, Anumanta upa drashta bharta bhokta maheshvara. I am Anumanta. I am the sanctioning authority. Unless Krishna sanctions, nothing can take place. You understand?
So, Jiva or individual soul is only the quality for Jiva. Thinking, willing, and desiring.
Yes.
And then Krishna fulfills everything.
Yes. Krishna is super soul. Knows everything and fulfills.
You were saying, Ramaj, that living entity is controlled by prakriti. But a liberated...
In conditional state.
Conditional state.
Yes.
But a liberated soul is controlled directly by Krishna.
Directly by Krishna. Through his parashakti.
So one who may be conditioned, but a jiva soul might be conditioned, but is following and surrendering to Guru and Krishna, then he's under the parashakti?
Yes.
Because he's surrendered.
When he accepts a bona fide spiritual master and gets initiation, so he surrenders himself to the Guru. Let us see the Guru. So at that time, Guru takes him to Krishna and Krishna accepts him. Dikha kale sishya kore atma nivedan, sei kale Krishna tare kore atma tamo. As it stated, at the time of initiation, the disciple surrenders himself at the lotus feet of Guru. So at that time, Krishna accepts him.
Very good.
Nice. So what is the and after that time, Guru Maharaj, what is the business of a surrender soul? The business for disciple?
To obey the orders of Guru as it is. You understand?
Yes.
A surrendered soul. A disciple should obey the orders and instructions of spiritual master as it is.
Only business.
Only business. So, Guru Mukha Padam Bhakya Chittete Koriya Oikyo Aap Nokoriyo Manyata. What Guru has said, that has come out from the mouth of Guru. That's enough. Don't think of anything else.
That is why you were explained to me a few weeks ago that for a surrendered soul, under the guidance of a spiritual master, there's no need to wear astrological stones.
No.
Because we have nothing to do with the demigod's power.
No. No need at all.
I understand a little better now.
No need at all. That's why we have no faith in Krishna. We don't need so.
Coming out very good, very clear.
Very clear. And everyone, just last question maybe. It's not too hard. Prabhupada said in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, he explained how this transcendental knowledge is imparted. And he mentioned specifically, one specific sentence he said, from authorized spiritual master and authorized disciple. That means if the knowledge comes through this three succession, the spiritual master must be designed by his spiritual master.
Yes, authorized. That means authorized.
Yes.
He must be coming under true disciplic succession, bona fide disciplic succession, as authorized spiritual master. Now, authorized disciple means, what does it mean?
Yes.
That means disciple must be true. That means he should be 100% obedient, 100% under the discipline of Guru. Understand? He should not concoct anything. No mental concoction. You understand?
Yes.
Authorized disciple, a true disciple.
The word authorized is sometimes bona fide. Isn't it?
Bona fide, yeah. Bona fide, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because after that, Prabhupada explained also that something, he said that you must accept his knowledge without accepting some and reject some.
No.
And he gave example of Arjuna.
No. Not accepting some portion and rejecting some portion. No.
He said that we
accepting tato. Complete.
He gave example of Arjuna.
Arjuna,
yes. Accept everything from Krishna.
Yes.
All Bhagavad Gita. Buddha said, this is good, but he accept all Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, we should understand that Arjuna accepts instruction given by Krishna in true Bhagavad Gita. And a disciple should accept whatever spiritual master said.
No concoction. Accept it as it is.
So then, having a spiritual master, I give some instruction according time, place or circumstances. Even that instruction is not clearly expressed through Vedic literature. But if you speak to master, according time and circumstances, give instruction, the disciple should accept it, no,
yeah.
Without argument.
Without argument, yeah. No. And whatever spiritual master says, it is based on Shastra. Yes, doesn't it? Spiritual master never concocts anything.
But being spiritual master, authorized spiritual master, he knows according, I don't know how to teach people,
yes, yes,
according to time, place and circumstances.
Yes.
Because many people can say, for example, when Prabhupada established Krishna consciousness all over the world, the people observe or see some little bit different. How Prabhupada used to utilize many things, but in Bhagavad Gita, what should be renounced? And people, they don't understand.
They don't know what the purpose of renounce.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
Renounce is no attachment. But everything should be applied for Krishna service. So nothing should be rejected.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. He said, bhoga tyaga tyaga tyaga. Bhoga tyaga tyaga tyaga. What does it mean? We give up all bhoga, material enjoyment. Then say, that is bhoga tyaga. Then tyaga tyaga. That means we also give up this attitude of renounce. You understand?
Yes.
If someone will think, oh, I am a great renunciate, you understand? Great Tyagi. So he will develop some pride. He will want to be humble. So Tyago Tyago. Give up that attitude. You understand?
Yes.
Give up that attitude also. Bhoga Tyago Tyago Tyago. Not to think that I am a great renouncer. No. Then give up that attitude also. Then you become a devotee, humble.
Very important to know these things. Very important to know these things. Sometimes they appear contradictory. And for example, in Bhagavad Gita, also Lord Krishna said, one should not eat much. At the same time, Prabhupada, he used to feed his disciple, giving a lot of prasadam, and take prasad, take prasad. And then that appear a little bit contradictory. So, how can you...
Mahaprabhu was doing like that. When devotees used to come to Nilachala Dham, Mahaprabhu brings so much prasad, Jagannath prasad, and himself distributes. And gives more, more, take, 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 prasad.
So it appears, it seems a little bit contradictory with Bhagavad Gita.
But you see, not contradictory.
Yes.
One is a devotee, he will accept whatever necessity. He will never accept beyond that. This is prasad. That's all right.
Yes.
I'll accept prasad. What is necessity? Not beyond that. We are not gluttons, paid, greedy persons, and eat up to this point. Understand? Account for bhojan.
That means every devotee activities is regular. For example, in the ashram, we took prasadam and a specific time. But they come in, they can eat any time.
No.
They come in, the materialistic people.
Yes, but we have specific time.
Yes.
And also one who distributes prasad.
Yes.
He has been instructed, don't give more. Don't give more. Give a certain amount. This much. That is that. So Gurudev is giving thereby. Mahaprabhu is giving. Distributing for that.
If we stay for Bhagavad Gita class, you can speak a little something in English?
Yes. No, mostly Oriya. Oriya Gita is read. So, I speak in Oriya. People cannot understand English. And the person speaks in Oriya. Whenever he someone, sometimes he sees. Oh, very little I speak in English.
Yes, very little.
Very little.
So to learn Odia, Guru Maharaj. So to learn Odia.
Yes, it's learn Odia.
I can imagine they always delighting very nectar Bhagavad Gita class. But you can understand. Really nectar.
You're missing a lot of nectar. So where does he come anyway? Would you like us to come to this class?
You. You may come.
Voluntary, if you want.
You may come.
Before Mumaj, I didn't come before. But since a few days back, I developed that test. To listen to Bhagavad Gita, I didn't worry, I was wonderful.
You were saying this morning how one who's hearing, if he's not taking it in, then he's not really making any benefit. But at the same time, if we're hearing a class in a different language we don't understand, how is benefit there?
I was telling the story.
Yes.
An Oriya man in Mayapur. Yeah, only understands Oriya. He never understands English. But he sits in Bhagavad class in Sannyasi. From beginning to end, the ones I asked him, Maharaj, you don't know English. This discussion is going on in English. Why are you sitting there? Do you understand anything? He answered me, I don't know English language, so I can't understand anything, but I just hear. Many times the speaker says, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So I hear that word, Krishna. And also he reads that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I hear it. That's enough.
I just a little portion, but it's enough. Right?
Yes. You understand? He said like that.
If we're not advanced enough, how to stay enlivened?
Yeah.
How to control the mind? The mind is thinking of so many other things.
Yes.
You can't hear the class.
The mind is so wicked. Mind prompts. Oh, it's in different language we can't understand. Let us go. Like that. That gentleman that day, that gentleman, dear Krishna, yes, getting up and was going. He says, I can't understand Oriya. Then I said, sit down. I chastised him. I made him sit down. Then I spoke something in English.
He found it very special, very interesting, you know?
Yeah.
He told me later. You were very impressed.
Yes.
Is that the kind of attitude?
Attitude, yes. You develop that attitude. You must sit down and hear something. Whatever language it may be. Attitude.
A little difficult.
Difficulty is there. Language problem is there. Still, certain words are there, verses are there. When one knows these verses, when the verse is uttered, that he can understand that he is speaking about this.
Yes,
so he gets the essence.
Yes.
Only by one verse you can understand the sense of
what he says.
The class.
Nevertheless, if we all three of us are here, it's not possible a little English, and I can record.
Yeah, little English. When you'll be there, I'll speak little English.
Explain the verse.
We're trying to figure out which is better to learn first, Oriya. If you learn Oriya, you can understand Bengali easier, or understand Bengali, learn Oriya easier.
It is better to learn Bengali, because thereby you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada has said that. All the devotees of the world should learn Bengali. To read this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because Chaitanya Chandra said, if you learn Oriya first, then easy to learn Bengali and Hindi. But if you learn Bengali, it's harder to learn Oriya. Chaitanya Chandra said that.
Yes, you can learn, but on your part it will be, there will be some difficulty. On our part it is not difficult. You understand? But your part, it will be difficult. It's better you learn Bengali. Because you read the scripture, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And many scriptures are there in Bengali language. Goswami books are available in Bengali language. You understand? That will be the benefit. And that's why you can understand about it. Not difficult.
This one question comes up. Between Guru Shastra, Sadhu Guru Shastra, which is the last? The last who can give the right?
You see, these three are one. Sadhu and Guru speaks from Shastra. Who is Guru? He is Sadhu. The three are one. Not the one, two, three.
Householder,
no? Yes, householder. So he left this association, you see. He was here, he was brahmachari, he was here, he was my servant, everything. But now he left the Lord. Accepted wife, so Maya.
You didn't, Guru Maharaj, allow him. You didn't allow him permission.
You see, what is the permission? He is precious. I'll marry. I'll let you marry. So, as a little child cries, oh, I'll eat some food is given. Parents know, if some excessive eating, so the stomach disorder will be there. Silka, no, I want more. Right. So, the father said, oh, give him, let him eat. What is that permission?
Special permission.
Let him eat and suffer. You understand?
Like this, Krishna is like that. Krishna, he does like that. See, Krishna, he does like that for the conditioned soul.
Yeah.
Who wants, we need, desire Maya. Maya,
so Maya is granted, yes. Mata smriti jnanam apahanam cha. Gita says, from me comes remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge. If someone wants to forget Krishna, granted, I like it, forget me. Like that.
My question is, about the ashram. Those we began this is a spiritual path, this devotional service as brahmachari. And then some become the associations ashram.
Mm.
That means some or other they have good desire to.
Yes, desire. They have desire. They have rajogun, passion. You understand?
Yes.
Rajogun, passion is predominating. So the desire. So Guru Maharaj gives permission of life to go marry. Avoid.
They expose.
And face the problem.
Yeah.
Face the problem.
Big problem.
Big problem.
They expose themselves, or your spiritual master said, you get married, or no, they can be, they explain themselves.
They express their desire. Or they may not express, but they will act in such a way that spiritual master understands he needs wife. Alright, better accept a wife. Don't do nonsense.
Yes.
Does the devotee have to look at it like in a negative way, that this is a step downward? Couldn't he look at this as a step upward to help me become purified? In other words, can't we look at it in a positive way? Instead of like thinking, I've stepped down, I've left the high standard of brahmacharya, like now I've gone down. Rather, I'm going up to face my problems, deal with them, and gradually become purified.
Oh, two sides are there. Two sides. You understand? After brahmachari life, ashram, the grihastha ashram is there, after that. But grihastha must be a pakka grihastha. As you say, he must be brahmachari, as I say, he must observe that very strictly the rules and regulations meant for grihasthas. Then that's nice. Grihastha, it is said, if he will be a pakka grihastha, he will be very strictly observing the rules and regulations of grihastha ashram, then a Vaishnava grihastha, pakka Vaishnava grihastha, is more than a sannyasi. Is more than a sannyasi. Because sannyasi has left his regime. No connection with the woman. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapiladeva says, Nano Agni Pramada Nama Gruta Kumbha Sama Puman. It is said, Kapiladeva says. Pramada means woman, Nari, is like a fire pot. And man is like a ghee pot, Gruta Kumbha, ghee pot. So if there will be fire pot and beside the fire pot, ghee pot will be there, what will happen? Ghee will be melted. Understand? So, in grihastha life, it's a fire pot and ghee pot side by side. It's very likely to melt. But if grihastha is a pakka Vaishnava, self-restrained person, though he is beside a fire pot, the ghee will never melt. That is great sadhana. You understand? In that sense, a pakka grihastha, Vaishnava grihastha is better than a sannyasi. You understand? Better than a sannyasi. If someone can maintain it, but they're difficult to maintain. They're difficult to maintain. That's the difficulty.
So, why Guru Maharaj in this material world, always we consider women as always as Maya.
Yes.
Symbol.
That's true. Shastra says.
Yes.
Kapiladeva said, Pasyame balam maya stri madhya jaino disham. Ya karoti padakrantam vijrumbheena kevala. This is Bhagavad. Kapiladeva instructs his mother, Devahuti. My mother, oh my dear mother, you see the power of my maya shakti in the form of woman. Yes, maya in the form of woman. You see its power, her power. A person, a man, may be a great hero, very great, powerful hero, like Alexander or Napoleon Bonaparte. You see, great hero, famous hero. But human is so powerful. By only one glance, she will make that great, powerful hero dumb. Understand? Finish. With one glance, everything finishes. It's so powerful. Her glance is so powerful.
You sang one song that Maya himself came to beg Prem.
Yes.
It means the woman come in the Krishna consciousness. The woman become in Krishna consciousness.
That Kapiladeva said in Bhagavatam. Everything is in Bhagavatam. Maya comes, you see, in the form of woman. Maya comes, came in the form of woman to Haridas Thakur.
Yes.
You see, beautiful woman, maiden. You understand? But Haridas Thakur was very strict. Chanting name was very powerful. So he could defeat Maya, and Maya admitted her defeat. Yes, I admitted my defeat. I am now defeated by you. But previously, I had defeated Brahma, I had defeated Shiva, defeated everybody. But I am now defeated by you, you see. And Bhagavatam, it is said, Maya comes to the male person, to render some service. Oh, Nohari, you are very handsome man, very nice looking. Can I render some service to you? Nohari, all right, very nice. You may service, all right, I'll massage your leg. I'll capture. You understand? Yeah? That is story of Lord Shiva and Parvati. Do you understand? Shiva was very straight. Mahadev. Great demigod. He has very extraordinary power, Shiva, because he could burn the cupid. She became angry. One thought, I came out here. So Shiva is known as Trilochan, who has three eyes. Trilochan, third eye comes out here, and fire comes out through that eye, and that material cupid is burnt. You understand? He has such power. But Shiva was, you see, previously, that Shiva's wife was Sati, the daughter of Dakhya. Dakhya's daughter, Sati. Dakhya was performing a fire sacrifice, Dakhya, but he didn't invite Shiva. Though Shiva is his son-in-law, you understand? He didn't invite. But he invited all others, all other daughters and son-in-laws. Didn't invite. Because he used to hate Shiva, who was a naked fellow, lives in the burning, you see, crematorian ground, smeared ashes throughout bodies, snakes are there. He didn't like Shiva. You understand? So his daughter Sati, she desired to go there. Though we are not invited, I shall go. Shiva said, don't go. We are not invited. But Sati saw all our sisters, you see, all our, sisters. Sisters are going. So Sati desired to go there. Shiva said, don't go. That is human nature. They want to go to father's house. It's human nature. So it's all right, if you go, mind it. some danger will come. That matter. So she went. She didn't listen to Shiva's order. She went there. And her father didn't say a word to her, you see. Her mother spoke something, but her father, Daksha, didn't utter a word to her. Rather, he blasphemed Shiva, Daksha, which was quite intolerable on the part of Sati. So it is better. There are three things. Shiva is a Vaishnava, isn't it? Vaishnavananda Sambhu. Shiva is a great Vaishnava. So if someone blasphemes is a Vaishnava, one should not listen to it. You understand? If he is a Vaishnava, devotee, one should not listen to it. He should leave that place, either leave that place, or if he has power, he should cut off the tongue of that person who is blaspheming. Or he should die there. It is better to die than to listen all these things. So Sati couldn't leave the place. Sati couldn't cut off the father, the tongue of her father. So she died. You understand? Sati died. From prayed, Lord Shiva prayed. Lord Shiva, please be peaceful, be pacified. Some devotees prayed like that. And then said, please your father-in-law, have mercy on him. So Shiva said, all right. The head is cut off, someone has taken that head. So, a goat's head. He just put a goat's head. The father-in-law's neck, and the head was not front to the front to the back, like that. But had such head. You see? Then Sati, Shiva's wife, is already dead. You understand? Then Shiva performed severe austerities, penance. Very severe. And that Sati again was born as the daughter of king of the mountains Himalayas, Parvataraj. You understand? And her name was Parvati. Daughter of Parvataraj. Her name was Parvati. You understand? Parvati also, under Shiva was performing severe austerities, penances, not to accept wife. And the other hand, Parvati was undergoing severe austerities, penances, to have Shiva as her wife, as her husband. You understand? This was going on. So, Parvati was used to go to that place where Shiva was performing penance, sitting like that, shutting his eyes, doing meditation, all these things. So Parvati used to go there, to ingest that place, burn some incense, put some flower, some things like that. She used to do like that. And Parvati had put on nice ornaments, bangles, ornaments, churis, all these ornaments in hand, and nupur in the feet. You understand? So she used to go there. But Shiva was very strict in meditation, not looking at her, opening his eyes. But one day, Shiva could hear the tinkling sound of the nupur of Parvati and opened his eyes, catching. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Another thing was going on. At that time, there was a demon named Tarakasura. He was attacking the kingdom of heaven. The demigods were very much distressed. You see, the demon was attacking. So, he had a boon, that demon. Only the son of Shiva will kill him. The Shiva is, in a vow not to accept wife. You understand? Very severe vow. And undergoing this austerity, then arms. And Parvati was also undergoing some austerity of Shiva as her husband. And demigods were making plans how Shiva or Parvati. So son will be born and the Tarakasura will be killed. Otherwise it's impossible. So such thing happened. Shiva opened his eyes, saw Parvati and captured by her. And he married Parvati. So Kartika was born. Then that Tarakasura was killed. You see? You understand? So such a great personality, Shiva, so strict, he was captured by Parvati, Maya. Parvati, Maya, self. What to speak about that?
So at last, Guru Maharaj, my question is conclusion of this. How can we consider the wife in the, our movement, the wife opposite sex, who comes acting as devotee, for example, who should be
acting? Whatever it may be, it's woman's nature. Woman's nature. So accepting a wife means accepting problems. That I say, my grandmother also say, commenting on Lord Ram and Sita. So he says, better to be a brahmachari, lead a brahmachari life. It's better. No problem. But if you can keep up that stage of life, strict brahmachari. Otherwise, being brahmachari, if you've been trapped by a woman in this kingdom. Like now, I'm missing that class. Yes?
The name of Pandus came from, Pandavas came from their father Pandu.
Yes.
But where did the name of Kauravas came? Kauravas.
Kaurava. The dynasty, name of dynasty is Kuru.
Where is this?
Kuru. Kuru. Therefore, they are known as Kauravas.
Who was the king?
Dhritarashtra. Was the king.
He must have another name, Kurus. Regarding Kurus.
Kuru is the name of dynasty. Yes. Not the name of a person. The dynasty. You understand? Yes. Therefore they are known as Kauravas. All right.
Shivdeki. Yeah.
I didn't finish.
Yes, I still live.
Sorry. No, it's completely. It's not.
It's personal.
What he's speaking about. I was just wondering, I heard that Prabhupada made some predictions that there would be a time when Krishna consciousness, due to the preaching, would spread all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada said the judges would be wearing tilak. And then we would know that our mission was successful.
Mm.
I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said this. Is this possible? I mean,
not possible? There is nothing impossible.
I'm not finished my question.
Krishna consciousness.
Well, we know it's possible that this will happen.
But it's a question of time. When the time will come, the judges may be Vaishnavas. You understand? It's a question of time. But those who are Vaishnavas, they should preach vigorously and spread this Krishna consciousness. So, it will, the time may come.
Could this happen in our lifetime?
We can't say, it all depends on Krishna. We don't know what is our lifespan. We don't know it. How many years are left? That is up to Krishna. We should not bother. Bhagavata Paramahansa, he has said this must take place one day. Yes.
The leaders in our movement, they're all feeling confident that the way things are going now, it's in a more healthy position, that this thing could take place.
Yes. The question of cooperation. If they will cooperate with one another, then it is all right. No cooperation, quarreling, enmity over there. It's fortune. We don't expect some advancement. We don't expect any advancement. Yes. No, mood is nice. All are cooperating. So today I've got a letter from Sivaram Swami.
Huh?
Sivaram Swami.
Yes.
He
said, oh?
Yes. We have a land in Puri. He asked about that Puri land. So he will help us nice.
He wrote to you?
Yeah. He wants to know how is the land of the God. He said that that land was purchased by Jatirtha. Jatirtha.
Same land?
Huh?
This same land that we have was?
Jatirtha.
I know, but this same land that we have.
But there was difficulty, still difficulty there, if a foreigner will own any land here. So, the owner is Hansmukh Lal Desai from Gujarat. You understand? The father of Chaitanya Chandra and Purnima Chandra. Purushottam Das, he is in Vrindavan Guru. From whom he was in America.
Same temple as I was.
Yeah. And then so. He has given that land to me. I am the power of attorney. He made me power of attorney. So I mean do whatever I like. So utilize that land for Prabhupada's service. Land soon I'm trying to transfer that land to ISKCON. Some legal problems are there. An advocate is working on it. Still under the process.
Who's working on it?
Advocate. An advocate. Some legal problems are there. So it is under process. It will soon be solved. The land is now under my possession of this temple. Some devotees are there, and we have constructed one there, that land.
Yes.
Yes, we have constructed Pakadhuni, yeah. Some 1 lakh rupees I have already spent there. But I am not giving full attention there, my attention is here. First, completion of this project, I am thinking of, because this is Prabhupada's project. My Guru Maharaj project. My sole attention is here. So, like Sivanam Swami, anybody, any devotee, ISKCON devotee comes up and helps, I welcome it. That's all right.
you could think that Prabhupada's inspiring him to help?
Yeah, definitely. Why he has written a letter to me. Somehow he heard it. He could hear it. Yes, because there was discussion was there during GBC, Indian GBC meeting and Mayapur. That's all right.
We have written to him telling him we were coming here to take shelter of your lotus feet. I wrote to Shivaram Swami in Vrindavan. And I said, and he said, if you'd like to, he wanted to speak with me, but I wanted to speak with him. But he said he had nothing to say, and I said, well, do you approve? He says, yes. And he gave me blessings to come.
Descendants of Kuru king. Any king? There must be kings,
no descendants.
Yes. Who
are the kings?
Now,
he's
asking. Is Dhritarashtra, you see.
After Kuru, direct.
No. There are so many other kings. That is in Mahabharata, you see. You read Mahabharata, you'll know it. I must remember all these names. Many kings were there. And this is famous. Dhritarashtra, Pandu. You understand? Yeah. Famous kings. Pandavas formerly king, then Dhritarashtra became king. You understand? Pandu died. Dhritarashtra was king. Yes?
I just wanted to go back to this land. Sorry. It seems a little bit out of, you know, out of nowhere. So this place in Puri is going to be built up. So in other words, civilization will take place nearby.
Yes, yes.
It will start getting built.
Puri town is being expanded towards that end. Yes. You will see after, say, 10 years, it's over.
Built up.
Nice place.
So Krishna has some big plans.
Oh, it is expanding. Normally, you see, this was a jungle. And Prabhupada came and out of the way place. So now it is so many. It has become the heart of the city, as Prabhupada said at that time, 12 years ago. This has become the heart of the city. And it has become now. You see. When I came here, it was a jungle. No, nothing was there. No building. No inhabitants. No residents. Only that Napoli village was there. It's still there. Nothing else. You see. Only this national highway. Day and night, these vehicles are plying up and down, walk. This global sound. Yes, light, vehicle, no electricity, nothing else here at that time. So I built that cottage, I was living alone. So developed. Change is taking place.
You were living alone?
Yes, I was alone. Yes. Standing Hare Krishna. Usually other devotees came. Started coming.
Yes. How does the spiritual master empower the disciple to preach?
Yes.
How does it work?
It is spiritual law, you understand? And spiritual master has that power. He expands himself, enters the heart, you understand? Spiritual master can do it. That my spiritual master told me that thing, and this is all Priya Sachar told like that.
And I see many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they can preach very well.
Yes.
Many.
Yes. Because Prabhupada is there. He speaks. He inspires. He prompts.
I found myself preaching the last few days to some people, and I found more Shakti than before.
Yes.
By your mercy.
Yes. This is spiritual law.
You know, Gajendra from Puri, from
Gajendra Maharana.
He's coming for finishing a day, the parents say, to see the initiation.
Allah. Very nice.
The other day you were that man Bhima. Remember that man who was listening to us, to you preaching? And you were saying, come for the morning class.
Uh-huh.
He never came back.
People are not serious. Not serious.
I noticed you were perceiving that he wasn't serious.
Not serious. Too much a task. So bad.
Material pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Relationship, plans, project, work, all that.
Never came back.
I know. It's our business to tell everybody, come here, come here. If one out of 10 will come, then that's very nice.
How does one know that he's pleasing spiritual master? How can one know if he's pleasing the spiritual master?
What spiritual master has said, just to do that thing, just to execute the orders of spiritual master, thereby spiritual master will be pleased. And we need not bother whether I am doing good or bad or pleasing or not. I am just obeying the orders of my spiritual master. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a song, in a song. Bhalo mando nahi jani seva matra kori. Tomar sansare ami bishayo prahari. I don't know whether I am doing good or bad. I am only serving under the orders or guidance of my spiritual master. Whether it is good or bad, I don't know. Whether I am doing good or bad, I don't know. Whether it is pleasing to my spiritual master or Krishna, I don't know. I am just serving under the guidance of my spiritual master. What he has said, I am just doing. Don't judge yourself. Judge is different man, different person. You are not your judge. You understand?
But sometimes a disciple might be trying to execute the order of the spiritual master, and he may not be so successful. But if he's trying, he's pleasing the spiritual master.
He's trying his best. One must try his best. Success is not in our hands. Success depends on Krishna. Krishna says that thing in Bhagavad Gita. You have to work, your duty is to work. You don't aspire for the fruit or result of the work. That is up to me. We need not bother about it. Our duty is to must act to the best of our ability.
You were saying to Narahari the other day that if you can't follow the order of the spiritual master, if you can't follow the order, you might as well enter the fire. enter fire. Yes, he was saying sometimes you don't have the means, you may not have the money or the manpower, and the time may not be right. And you were saying, no, you must perform the duties of following the spiritual master's order.
Yes.
But sometimes, if the time isn't right, can the disciple meditate on how to execute the order and maybe take a long time?
Yes. You should always be meditating. My spiritual master has ordered me this thing. I must do. You understand? So pray to Krishna. Pray to spiritual master, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Krishna. They will give intelligence how to do it, and they will help us. Help us, you understand? And take the example of my spiritual master, Sri Prabhupada. Yes. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj ordered him, go to Western world and preach. You understand? In 1922, when he first met him, you understand? So in 1936, Bhakti Siddhanta disappeared. You understand? Before his disappearance, he also told the same thing. You understand? And my spiritual master was a household at that time. He was doing his household business, or some business, some other one. But he took it very seriously. And all this thinking, how can I do it? And spiritual master ordered me, told me this. So, 1922, 1936, and 1965.
43 years later.
Long time. He is guilty. He was very serious in thinking of it. At last he was successful. Then
can your disciples be equally dependent on you and Srila Prabhupada? That's okay?
The disciples will depend on spiritual master. You understand? And true spiritual master will depend on Krishna or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So link they may go, this will process. But we should not bother about. We will fully depend upon our spiritual master and his mercy. Mercy will come. Mercy will come.
So when we are in the temple room and we're singing samsara, you know, through Africa, we're worshiping Prabhupada. Can a disciple, your disciple, think of you as a spiritual master along with Prabhupada, both?
Yes, disciples' duty is to worship his guru. Definitely. You understand? That we have made that law in ISKCON that any disciple of the guru should worship his guru outside the temple, not in temple room or temple premises.
Mm-hmm.
There are some objections, you see. Therefore, we have made such rule. But it's duty of the disciple. He should worship his spiritual master. Only puja, worship of Srila Prabhupada will take place here, in the temple. That we have made this law in ISKCON. But disciple should worship his spiritual master outside temple, or in his room, in meditation, or any way, he can do it, though not publicly. He may do it publicly outside, then say. But every day he should worship his spiritual master. Must.
What I'm asking, is it offensive or is it jumping over? if you, along with accepting the spiritual master as all in all, could you also accept Prabhupada as a Siksha Guru also? This is not offensive?
Not offensive. We take Siksha from all previous acharyas. Prabhupada, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Bhakti, Vinod. We speak about them. It is from their teachings also. So are they not Siksha Gurus? All previous acharyas are Siksha Gurus. Why offensive, not offensive? My spiritual master taught us what he had learned from previous acharyas. Similarly, this is the process. But we are mainly attached, linked with our spiritual master, not directly with them.
That means, Guru Maharaj, anyone who comes in ISKCON, although Prabhupada established ISKCON as a Purnacharya, he can get full mercy of Prabhupada without accepting his bona fide representative. He can get Prabhupada mercy.
You see, mercy is there, you understand?
Yes.
But he cannot get the full mercy unless he accepts a spiritual master and serves under his guidance. That's the process. Thereby you violate the process. Prabhupada will never be pleased. Prabhupada will never please, Mahaprabhu will never please, nobody will please. So why you are violating the principle? Then say, no. Then you cannot be disciplined, you see. You are not under discipline of any spiritual master, you have not accepted the spiritual master. You will discipline you. You may be acting whimsically. Yes, I can do whatever I like.
Like in this paper, Guru
Ashraya,
it said that disciples, grand disciples of Prabhupada, can look at Prabhupada as their sole Siksha Guru, but they must also accept a Diksha Guru and also work under him. So they can have two gurus like that. I mean, is this offensive? Because like I felt like I've been serving Prabhupada for 11 years and I feel like I have a connection with Prabhupada, but not jumping over with my spiritual master.
You cannot establish relationship with Prabhupada directly.
Right.
No.
I agree with what you're saying. But through my spiritual master, I have a relationship with Prabhupada.
You should go through the present link. That's right. You can do it. That's not the Vaishnava principle.
I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
You can do it.
Some disciples, I don't want to mention any names, but they're disciples of devotees for good standing, gurus, and they say, I look at my guru is only my Diksha Guru, but my principal Siksha Guru, my eternal guru is Prabhupada.
He cannot directly approach Prabhupada, no. Why Diksha Guru? Why not Siksha Guru? Both. You understand?
Why their guru is not Siksha Guru?
Both Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru will be bona fide representative of Prabhupada. You understand? You can have the Siksha of Prabhupada through present link, not jumping over.
Right. I'm not talking about jumping over for myself.
No. Those devotees were thinking, they are not thinking correctly.
And then they try to force their opinion on on me. They say, you should just do like what I'm doing.
No, therefore we publish this paper this time. You can't do it. One may say, all right, I'll directly connect or have Sikha, get Sikha from Bhakti Vinod. Then, what will happen? You can't do it.
They argue and they say, well, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is not the founding acharya. Prabhupada's founding acharya. We're reading his books every day. This is their argument.
You see, what Prabhupada established, that is Gaudiya Dhara. You understand? Prabhupada is a Gaudiya. He is not different from Gaudiya Dhara. You understand? So, that Dhara is known as Bhakti Vinod Dhara. Bhakti Vinod Dhara is known as that. You understand?
I'm not sure if I follow you now.
No, it's said like that. It's known as Bhakti Vinod Dhara. Understand? And going ahead, it, you'll find it is Rupa Goswami then comes up. Rupanuga Dhara, yes. Rupanuga. All of the Rupa Goswami, you are all Rupanuga
Dhara.
That is Dhara, process. You understand? That succession is there. This is like succession. One should go through the succession. You understand? One cannot break the link. You understand?
So, Gumaj, also Prabhupada is very near to us, and Goswamis, they have been many years ago.
But you have not seen Prabhupada.
No different, yes.
You have not seen Prabhupada.
No.
How do you think that Prabhupada is very near?
So we have considered Prabhupada like Goswami.
Yes, your spiritual mastery is very near, close to you, not close. Approach Prabhupada through your spiritual mastery. You can understand him, otherwise you cannot understand him. You understand? By mere study, the book, you can have complete knowledge. By mere study.
So to get vegan,
yes.
We won't have to have a present link.
Yes.
Can read Prabhupada's books without a guru to understand?
You cannot understand. Guru's mercy is required. Personal mercy. Krupa. You understand? Without Guru Krupa, without the mercy of Guru, you can't make any advancement in the spiritual path. You understand?
That means for all these years, I don't understand Prabhupada's books at all. That means I really don't have any understanding of Srila Prabhupada's books.
You may have some understanding, not complete understanding.
Definitely not complete.
I mean, no realization, no vigyan.
No realization.
Can we get a little realization?
Yeah, little knowledge you may have, but not complete.
It's just saying, like, when we're preaching, even having maybe not proper gurus, but when we're preaching and then we read Prabhupada's books, we always felt some realization from reading Bhagavad Gita.
You may preach that, because books are written by Prabhupada. You understand? And we also, the present gurus also say, all right, read Prabhupada's books and preach and distribute Prabhupada's books. That is the order of the guru who is now in present link. So we are obeying the order of the present guru. And thereby Prabhupada will be very much pleased. Prabhupada will be very much pleased. And that is the instruction of Prabhupada. Last instruction. Cooperate. Cooperate with whom?
Meetings.
Cooperate with my dear disciples. My dear disciples, those who love me, then friend, you should love them. Thereby you love me. You want to love me, but how can you love me? Those who love me, you love them. Thereby you love me. As Krishna says, one verse is there, who are directly my devotees are not my devotees. Those who are devotees of my devotees, they are very dear devotees. Isn't it?
So Gumash, if a disciple worships Sri Tumasa 100%, completely, if he forget about, not reject, but he forget about worship others, but he worship only Sri Tumasa full time, that all acharya they please.
Yes, definitely. Because all previous acharyas, they were doing like that.
They don't care about the others, no, just...
Don't care, will not care, but they solely depending on their spiritual master and was keeping him, keeping his master.
So, disciple has to praise the spiritual master as much as he can.
Yeah, that's the duty of the disciple. Glorify his spiritual master. You see, I was telling that Lord Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was not accepting any disciple. He was a bhajanananda. He didn't want that anybody should go to him, approach him. You understand? But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was his only disciple. So for him, he is known, he is so famous. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami glorified him. Because he is his spiritual master. You understand? That is his disciple's duty, to glorify his spiritual master.
Just a nice story, Guru Maharaj. I hear from one tape about this, about Hanuman. You see Hanuman?
Hanuman.
Another devotion to speak to Master.
Yes.
That's a very nice example.
Yes, Hanuman said that thing. That,
was in battlefield of Kurukshetra. Mm-hmm. And Lord Krishna sent Bhima. Bhima sent to Paramatmani.
Yeah. There's a nice verse in there. He said, I know. And we collect that horse. Purport is that, meaning is that, I know Srinatha and Sitanatha, my friend, Krishna and Ram are same, no difference. But Sitanatha, Ram is very dear to me. My friend, Ram is very dear to me. Hanuman says, yes, that story is there.
But
Krishna sent Bhima to Hanuman to invite him to come to battlefield of Kurukshetra and take him to carry a black star of Arjuna in front of his dhoja. When Bhima went there, he requested Hanuman to come. Hanuman said, who are they? Krishna. No, I won't go. Who is that Krishna? I don't know. I don't know. Who is that Krishna? I don't know. Hanuman didn't come. So, Bhima
disappointed.
Disappointed and came back and told that thing to Krishna. He didn't respond. He didn't say, come. He said he didn't know you. You are such a fool. Why didn't you say, Ram has come? No, and again called to say that. Again, Bhima went and said, you Hanuman, please come. Lord Ram has sent me. Oh, I must go now. He is my beloved master. Immediately came. There is no difference between Lord Ram and Krishna. Then said, Hanuman is a very dear devotee of Lord Ram. You understand? So he sees Ram. In Krishna he sees Ram. No difficulty. There is another story also. The story of Arjuna and Hanuman. You understand? Once both of them met together, Arjuna and Hanuman. Then Hanuman said, oh, we built such a great bridge over the sea and went to Lanka. Arjuna said, what is that? You built such a great bridge with the help of stones? If I would have been there with one arrow, I would have built that bridge with one arrow, shooting one arrow. You understand? Then Hanuman said, all right, if you would have built such bridge, or if you cannot bridge, I'll break it. I'll break it. Is it so? All right. Then there are a condition. If you can break it, then I'll enter into the fire and burn myself, Arjuna said. Then Hanuman said, if I can't break it, so I'll enter into the fire and burn myself. Then the condition was like that. So Arjuna thought of Krishna, took an arrow. So this nice bridge was built, very strong. So Hanuman, with all his strength, danced, jumped over that bridge. But couldn't break, he was so strong. So Hanuman said, all right,